All the News That's Worth Printing. Republican Farmer. Established 1790, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Friday, February 8, 1918. State schools may be closed for 1 week. Hartford, February 7. As a result of the desperate coal situation in Connecticut, Thomas W. Russell, Federal Fuel Administrator for the state, issued today an appeal to the school authorities of cities and towns in Connecticut, which have a population of more than 5,000, according to the 1910 census, to close the schoolhouses in their communities all next week as a coal conservation measure. In making this appeal, Mr. Russell said he was doing it in the hope that the response would be such that it would not be necessary for him to issue a formal order prohibiting the use of fuel to heat schools in those cities and towns from February 11th to 16th inclusive. Boy steals 2 tons of coal. Defy watchmen and barbed wire, making big haul at the Eastside coal yards. An 8-foot fence topped with several rows of barbed wire and watchmen at the Wheeler and Howe coal yards on Crescent Avenue meant nothing to 6 Eastside schoolboys who stole 2 tons of hard coal from a carload standing in the yards yesterday afternoon. These lads were fully equipped for the coal party. They drew their sleds and carried 1 or 2 hemp bags. Their mothers had told them to go out and get some coal. The dumps were frozen over and none was being distributed at the several coal yards they visited. They were on their way home when they spied a whole carload in the Wheeler and Howe yards. They peered through the pickets and saw the watchmen. One suggested climbing over the top, but another spied the barbed wire. A smallest lad in the group suggested crawling under the fence. His suggestion was no sooner offered than they were all at work digging a tunnel under the fence. They burrowed a hole large enough to allow 2 of them, dragging their bags behind them, to enter. They climbed into the car, filled their bags, and pushed them back through the hole under the fence. The other boys' bags were filled, and they returned for more. They got a second helping before being detected. They were in the act of filling the last bag when the watchmen started in pursuit, but the boys had disappeared when their pursuer had reached the spot. They were last seen running as fast as their legs could carry them with their sleds trailing behind. The boys had eluded the watchmen by ducking in Burroughs Street. When the carload was weighed up, it was discovered the boys had taken nearly 2 tons.